And they just went out that Saturday and finished that screen porch. At least you've got the roof on it and you've got everything on but the wire, that screen wire. And I've went there all my life and now they've taken it over. And I promised them no loan last night that I'd never sell that land as long as they wanted it. If I sold the land, I would reserve that place for them, where that camp is. Because they love to hunt, and I know how I love you used to love to hunt.
Yeah.
And I've had a many pleasant day out there, just going out there camping and cooking and eating mostly. And that was a wonderful place to hunt then. There wasn't too many deer there at that time, but there's a lot, there was everything else. Now the deer is the only thing we have back there. It's full of deer.
Well,
since they began to enforce little game laws, game people used to go out there and hunt deer day and night, had bull eye, head lightning and all that sort of stuff. They got them killed down to nothing, but they finally stopped that and deer just plenty. You can't hardly go anywhere out there without seeing them. But I don't care about killing any more of them. I've killed enough of them.
Yeah.
And I really do like to go out there and camp with them. And now that I'm up in age, they treat me like a king. They won't let me make coffee. They fix my breakfast and bring it to the bed for me if I want it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This old boy, I tell you, has been living here with me up to 2 months ago. He stayed there with me. He occupied that room. And he was extra nice to me. He did everything in the world that could be done for me in the camp. And I just sat down. I felt like I had done my share of the work in the camp in the years previous. And so I just let him just wait on me like I was a king. Just sit up and enjoy it, that's all. I was up at one of my grandson's house last night. I ate supper up there with him. And I couldn't talk about anything else but the season open. It was next month the squirrel season would be open. You know, it'd be October before the squirrel season opened. A month and a half. So by the time that closes, deer season open, and it stays open for 45 days. And they do have plenty of fun killing deer. But I don't know why. You see 100 does to every buck. You're not allowed to shoot does. See, if it used to go out there and shoot anything, it moved. But I used to do the same thing. There wasn't no such thing as law. And then people didn't have had no game law. But I got out there with them. I kind of discouraged that shooting does and so forth. And the consequences are we've got plenty of deer there now. But the thing is to find a buck. I bet you see 100 does to every buck. Now these conservation people are reading this conservation magazine that the causes, the reason why we don't see any bucks is because they don't have the food here to produce horns. Whatever it needs that the deer produce. The last deer I killed was a grown deer that high. And I'd killed enough to know a buck when I saw him without if he doesn't have any horns. I know a buck's face when I see it. Big difference. And I shot this deer and I knew it was a buck, but I knew it didn't have any horns. And they tried to tease me about killing an outlaw deer. I said, I'm doggone if you can get me on that, but that's a killing lawful deer. I said, that deer's nearly 3 years old. He never will have any horn. He had a little bit of